It's playoff time, and we're talking with Michael Arney and Brett Witkowski, our broadcast team for the St. Joe Bears. The first round for the St. Joe Bears going up against Zeeland West. And guys, this looks like it's going to be a pretty tough game for the St. Joe Bears. What do you think, Brett?
I think it will. You know, they play a very tough schedule. They they are the winningest team in the history of the state of Michigan in team in terms of percentage. They've won over 80% of their ball games. They lost to Muskegon Big Red, which is only by 20-28. And then in their last four or five games, they've scored 48, 72, 52, 48, and 70.
Wow.
So this is a tough team. They've won four state titles since 2005. They have an outstanding playoff record of 33-10. But at the end of the day, you got to play them.
Yeah.
And I think for St. Joe, the confidence should come from how they played Chelsea 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, we were talking about that before we got on, about how Zeeland West had that 70 points that they put up on the board. And it seems as though and momentum is shifting in their favor. But like you said, Brett, is that the game's got to be played. So it's like we're hitting the reset button, right?
It is. I mean, you are coming 0-0. And I think for St. Joe, they need to hit the reset button. They could be right now 9-0. Instead of five,
it could be.
I think it's right. I mean, they hit, their four losses are combined by 29 points.
Yeah.
And in every one of those four games, we have gone into that broadcast the last 2 minutes at least, not knowing who's going to win.
Yep.
But when you're that close, it's harder than if it's a blowout. It's hard to understand unless you've played sports. But that's the tough part. And Zeeland will run the wing tee. They're going to hide the ball. It's going to be difficult for Mike to figure out who has it.
Yes, it will. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, if Mike makes a few mistakes, I'm going to tell you what, it'll be a lot less than anybody else would do in his spot. Because there's going to be four people that can run that ball, quarterback and then the three running backs in the wing tee. And they're going to go right at you. And, how many games can any coach at any level say, we didn't give up a defensive touchdown, but we lost? Right. And that was for St. Joe last week. So if the defense can play as they played, they can hang with a team like.
Yeah. And Mike, what we're saying is that mental mistakes is what can hurt a team, and mental focus overall is definitely key in this game, right?
It really is, because St. Joe, like we said, they've lost the last four games and all of them been close, but in all four games, it's like they didn't finish a couple of drives. They didn't, I'm not going to say they didn't play the entire game, because they did, but they tended to lose focus a little bit in the fourth quarter, or maybe the other teams were just better prepared for the fourth quarter. And they know that was their quarter that they had to win. That was definitely the case last week with Lakeview. They won the fourth quarter. They won the game. And I'm hoping that we get a better result this week,
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, finding the ball and all that takes mental focus too, because as a defensive player, I've played against teams that play around the wing tee, and that's the usual mistake that you end up making. And how a lot of teams that run that type of offense can trick you is if you miss your assignment, you think you know where the ball is, but you really don't, and then things break down with that. But that's the beauty of high school football, is anything can happen.
Well, and it's kind of like the pizza with Mike. Mike looks there one second. It's there, and then he turns around and it's gone, because I probably took it. But and Johnny, you playing defense against this, you understand it's assignment defense, which is one of the hardest things to teach a defender. You're taught to go find the ball and fly to it, right? When you play against a wing tee D offense, you're taught to tackle the same person, whether they have the ball or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're almost kind of playing a zone. Like you're in charge of your area, and just don't let, no matter if they have the ball or not, just don't let them get outside of you, or you get blocked into the point of you missing out on making that play. So it's a different way of playing defense. But their offense too, offense is key for St. Joe to get that going and continue that momentum and put points on the board. Because if you can do your defense, play your defense well and stop an offense like that, you've also got to put some points up on the board. And St. Joe certainly can do that. And we've seen that during the season. So we'll just have to wait and see. How is Zealand West on the defensive side?
They're pretty solid. They're not giving up a lot of points either on that end. Last few games, 8, 6, 6, 21, and 6.
Wow.
Most points they gave up was to Muskegon Big Red, which historically one of the most powerhouse teams of the season. And that was Muskegon's Big Red's second lowest output of the season.
So what's going to be on the minds of the players and Coach Prattley preparing for this game?
You know, for me, I think they've got to find a way to score on the offensive side. They've had some serious injuries on that end, season-ending injury. So I think that has got to be a focus. And then I think the other part of the focus, which is, I think, as is important in all sports, is the mental side. How do we convince these young men that they can win and believe it? And how do we convince them if something goes wrong that it's not deja vu all over again? And yeah. I think those two things are as important as trying to put points on the board.
Yeah. And like you said, Mike, is that you can look at, and we can see all these different stats of how the season went, but hey, when it's playoff football, you hit the reset button. So that's another mental thing to not worry about.
Yep. And, you know, yes, St. Joe lost to Zealand West the last time they played them, but that was also several years ago. It was Gandalf Church's final game as St. Joe's coach. It was 40-26 that Zealand West won. But there's, you know, that team is gone. So this is completely fresh. And, you know, we'll see if they can get some better luck tonight.
Absolutely. And we hope that the pizza will be fresh, if there is pizza that you guys can have available at the press box. Now, Brett, you don't make a mistake of putting the pizza on the heater, on your infamous heater, do you?
You know what? That might not be a bad idea for us.
Right, right.
I got two heaters. I got one I'm bringing for Mike, too.
I'll take that this week.
If you can bring an extra extension cord. But you know what? Yeah. I might plate on top of that heater.
There you go.
Use it as a warmer. Johnny, that's why you get paid. That's why you're doing the morning. You're always thinking.
I am a thinker. I'm an idea man. And maybe we get you next season one of those. I've seen them. They're like electric powered pizza bags, and it keeps the pizza warm.
No.
Yeah, only the finest for you guys, but really looking forward to this. Should be a fantastic game to not only see but also listen to, and you guys will have the call and later on tonight. So looking forward to this. The St. Joe Bears round one against Zealand West. You can listen to it on your radio, 94.9 WSJM, also WSJM.com. Take the app with you on your phone, download that, and also listen on a radio if you have the portable radios. You can get one of those. And then we also have Twitter. So go follow that, Bear WSJM. So looking forward to this. Should be a fantastic game. I have not looked at the weather forecast for this evening in Zealand, but I think we should be all right. What do you guys think?
It's rain.
Sunny is 75.
That's what we'll hope for. We'll just, if the players just think it's sunny and 75 and not, right, you know, 50 and rainy, that'll totally change the way we think about the game. But looking forward to it. You guys, safe travels, and we will talk to you later tonight.
Thanks.